From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is cartoonist Stefan Pastis. Hey, Stefan!
How are you?
I am great. You know I'm a fan of yours. Stefan is the creator of the comic strip Pearls Before Swine, my favorite comic strip, and his latest work is the illustrated kids' novel Looking Up. Follow the adventure of a little girl trying to save her town from changing, and it will be available on October 10th. And right now, we're going to hear Stefan's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. We all got these big ideas. One day, they're replaced with fear. First up is Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa. Their beers have won numerous awards throughout the country, and the brewery has an outdoor beer garden, tasting rooms, and tours that show how their drinks are made. Stefan, what are you drinking when you go there?
I drink this beer called Pliny the Elder, or Pliny the Younger when they have it. It's literally, I think it was ranked the best beer in the world for 2 or 3 years in a row. So people from around the world come to Santa Rosa just to make the pilgrimage to buy that beer. So I'm lucky to both live here and I've become friends with the people who brew it. And it's fantastic. And what Santa Rosa is kind of becoming known for, which is pretty amazing.
Now, I'm not a beer connoisseur, and I know people who do that, who travel the world to drink beers. What's special about this flavor of this beer?
It's super hoppy. I think it's a triple hops beer. So if you don't like hops, you might not like it. But so very hoppy beer. But, you know, when you get it fresh out of the tap from there, it's incredible. Sort of like they say Guinness is if you get it in Dublin. If you get Pliny when you're at Russian River, it's fantastic. So yeah, I recommend everyone goes there. It's great.
All right, that's Russian River Brewing in Santa Rosa. Your next pick is Copperfields Books in Petaluma. The bookstore has events such as author signings, reading clubs, and book fairs. They are committed to providing literature and education to the community. Unlike Copperfields' other locations, the Petaluma spot has an underground use book section. Book lovers can find rare and out-of-print works. Now, Stefan, I know you love this bookstore, so tell us more.
Yeah, it's great. I go and just wander the aisles of, you know, they have a number of stores that are a North Bay chain, but I typically go to the Petaluma one, both because I like their staff picks, the books that the employees there pick because they're really good. But then also I like it because there's a woman there named Patty Norman who runs the kids book section.
Shout out to Patty.
Shout out to Patty. It is amazing to watch what she does when an adult comes in trying to buy a book for a kid. And she asks all these questions and tries to find the exact right perfect book, and that's why she was the inspiration for one of the characters in my Looking Up book. But also, I try to help out the chain by doing my book signings there. I will drop in, I'll sign 100 or 200 books, I'll post on social media that there are signed books available, and Copperfield ships them out to everybody. So it helps me and it helps them a lot. I love it.
All right, so keep supporting your indie books, y'all. That's Copperfield's Books in Petaluma. And your final pick is Morrison Library at UC Berkeley. It's actually a reading room within the Dole Library building. The space is known as the university's living room because students come to relax and escape from their academic lives, but it's open to the public too as well. So you can catch an event there, such as the Lunch Poems reading series. Now, Stefan, you are a Cal Bear.
I am. My whole family is.
Really?
Wife and two kids, all four of us.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay, so it's a Cal Bear family. I'm a Trojan, so I appreciate that you even took the time to talk to me.
We have to end. I'm going to just walk out of the seat. You tell people you're looking at an empty chair.
But back to Morrison Library. Did you spend a lot of time there when you were a student?
I did. I actually worked at Morrison Library when I was a student at Cal back in the late 80s. It is still there. It still looks the same. It is like sort of like a rich person's living room. Like, it's got these great stuffed chairs and all the books are lined on the walls, and they have vinyl record players, and it's amazing. And you know, a lot of people on the campus, they don't even know that it's there, but you just walk in and you sit and you read and listen to music all in this great room with the Oriental rugs, and it's fantastic. For me, it was the highlight of the Cal campus. You know, a very pretty campus, but I love Morrison.
Okay, I might have to check that out, especially since it's open to the public. That's Morrison Library at UC Berkeley. I've been speaking with cartoonist Stephan Pastis. Check out Stephan's new novel, Looking Up, available on October 10th. It's a great read for middle schoolers. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org. And make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds was produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by James Rollins. I'm Janae Darton.
Weightlessness, non-gravity.